Greetings to all the ardent listeners of Ageless Priceless underscore LA7 Ola. Welcome on board flight Ageless Priceless underscore LA7 Ola. It's good to have you all glued to your seat for Ageless Priceless underscore LA7 Ola. Kindly fasten your seatbelt as we take off with the podcast show. Good morning on an early rise to all the hardened listeners of Ageless Priceless underscore LA7. Good afternoon from a bright side and a lovely and wonderful evening. Welcome on board flight Ageless Priceless underscore LA7 Ola on a frequency modulation of 100.7. Triple blessings as we tag this year is ours, and it's as always been. So I hope you've been counting your blessings, you've been counting every good thing, and if it has not, we still have 9 months to go. Welcome on board flight Ageless Priceless underscore LA7 Ola. I told you yesterday that I'll be doing a podcast show on single motherhood. I said I'm single motherhood by choice, single motherhood by circumstance, and single motherhood by mistake. I know a lot of people would be looking at it. What do I mean by single motherhood by circumstance, single motherhood by choice, and single motherhood by mistake? These three are in different categories and in different stages. When we say single motherhood by choice, that implies you purposely wanted to be a single motherhood without getting married, without having to be dependent on any man. You just want to be independent on your own. When we say single motherhood by circumstance, single motherhood by circumstance could be out of let's say wedlock, or by being a widow, and then situation surrounding you granted you to be a single mother. But when we say single motherhood by mistake, that is having unexpected or unwanted pregnancy, and then that should be for youths, not adult, because as an adult, I don't think you should engage in sexual intercourse that could be detrimental to your emotional lifestyle, which would make you to be a single mother by mistake. Now, when we say single motherhood, motherhood is a very lovely and interesting thing to be on earth, because without you being a mother on earth, I wonder how life would be. I wonder how you could cope with life, how you could have companions, how you could survive. Because when no one is there for you, your child or your children will always be there for you. When you are a single mother by choice, you do not even feel stigmatized. You do not feel any pressure, or you are dependent on a man to pay the bills or to fund your expenses, including your child's expenses. But when you are a single mother by mistake, that's where things go wrong. That's where things start to deteriorate or degenerate to a level whereby people look at you and then mock you. But when it's single motherhood by choice, definitely, whatever anyone says, you are unbothered. you do not even care if you are not married because you made that choice. Being a single mother by choice, it's a very interesting journey to go on. It's just in the African context that a lot of people look at you as if you are not responsible. But when you are in civilized world and the developed world, you tend to realize that being with a man is not the ultimate thing. A man funding your resources or funding your expenses isn't the main thing. There are different things we all want from a man. Like I got to realize of recent, because I personally, I would say I'm a single mother by choice. I made that choice long ago, not because it would affect me, but because I just wanted freedom to myself. I wanted freedom from men because I wasn't getting the love and I wasn't getting the loyalty. I wasn't getting old when I had that baby, because that's one other thing that people tend to do now when they are getting to a certain age. They look at it that if I can't get married, I should have a child. No, you shouldn't have a child because age isn't on your side, or because you fear you are getting to a certain age in life and you might not be able to give birth. I just looked at it that men are not loyal, men aren't loving. About 90% of them aren't loyal. About 90% of them prove fake loves. So I just decided, right, that I just wanted to be a single mother, and then I took up the responsibility by myself. I started being happy, and then I looked at it that this is a lovely journey, though it's an alkaline duty for me. I wouldn't say task, because I had to compromise so many things along the way. But when you say single motherhood by choice, you feel happy. When people look down on you, you tend to look at yourself and say, oh, I'm fine, I'm good. I'm sustaining myself with my resources. I'm sustaining myself with my wealth. And then you have time for yourself to do a lot of things. And then it will get to a certain time in your life, you look at it that, okay, I do not want to be a single mother by choice any longer. I want to get married. Fine. Then you are good to go with that. And you are not under any pressure from any man. And then when men comes from different directions, different way of life, you tend to weigh them according to their character, their attitude, their integrity, their beauty. I'm not talking about physical beauty now. I'm talking about their innermost beauty. So when you decide to be a single mother by choice, you do not flirt around. You do not expose your body to all men just to have advantage of you because you needed money or resources or income from them. You tend to prioritize so many things in your life. And then I know it's a thing you'll be happy about. I'm not trying to preach or trying to lure people into being single mothers by choice, because if you are not determined to be a single mother by choice, you will fail in certain areas of life. You fail in so many responsibilities, and then you find out that this task or this journey is a difficult one to go about. But when it's single motherhood by circumstance, that is still is a little bit fairer than a single motherhood by mistake, because when it's by mistake, I don't know what to say, because it's not gonna be easy. It's going to be a rough path. It's going to be it's going to be a challenge. That is, I don't know how to explain it, because if you have not been there, you can never know how it is. If you have not won a shoe, you cannot know how the shoe pinches. So what do you think about life before you go into a relationship? I know nowadays sexual intercourse is the main thing. I know sexual intercourse is the main and intent in the part of the world right now. A man paying your child's school fees does not imply he actually loves you. A man sleeping with you or not sleeping with you does not imply he does not love you. So how do you put your man to test? That's left to you. To me, I have my varying ways of determining how loyal a guy is to me. There is a difference between love and loyalty. I would say I prefer loyalty more than love. You could show me love and you could not be loyal. You could be loyal to me and not love me. That's still far better than loving me and never being loyal and not keeping your integrity. When you are a single mother by choice, you have time to plan a lot of things. But it's just in this part of the world that people think when you're a single mother by choice, you are not responsible. I will not say they should evade that from their mind. Everybody is entitled to his or her own opinion, their own, is a conception and misconception about individuals in life. But to me, whatever you feel is good for you is what you should please do and abide by. So if you feel single motherhood by choice is okay for you, you are free to go. If you think single motherhood by circumstance is what you want, you can go by it. If you think single motherhood by mistake is what you want, but when it's by mistake, you don't choose your man. But if it's by choice, you choose the particular man you actually want to have that child with. Like someone said, and then which I have put to practice in the past, marry a man whom you want your children to look like, because the man's character, the man's attitude, the man's behavior, and every other thing about that man becomes exemplary in the child's attitude or in the child's life when the child grows up. So if you are not willing to see or have a smoker child, never go out with a man who smokes. So I wouldn't want to say so much, you know, what you want in life. Is it single mother by choice, by circumstance, or by mistake? You're free to choose whichever one. And then, please, stop giving your body to all men so that you don't be a single mother by mistake or circumstance. There are circumstances that could be avoided, and there are some that may not be avoided or could not be avoided. Like when your man becomes maybe he departed from this world. That's by a special circumstance. But when the man decides he wants another woman. That also is a circumstance based on two angles. Either you aren't a good woman, or he just decided he wanted a taste of another woman out of greed, out of what do I say again? Is it jealousy? And out of covetousness, because a lot of men are covetous when it comes to women. No matter how pretty, how beautiful you are, if a man is covetous about women, one woman will not be enough for him. So please choose wisely, either to be a single mother by choice, by mistake, or by circumstance. I'm working on a project which will legalize single motherhood in Nigeria and then eradicate stigmatization. I'm not trying to preach or tell people to be single mothers by circumstance or by mistake. It's your choice. You weigh it, you balance it, you look at the after effect, you look at the future effect, then you decide if you want to be a single motherhood by choice. Thank you for being there for Ageless Priceless _ Elise Mukola. Thank you for being on board the flight, Ageless Priceless _ Elise Mukola. Once again, I'll say good morning from an early rise to all the ardent listeners of Ageless Priceless _ LA7Ola. Good afternoon from a bright side and a lovely and wonderful evening. Thank you for being on board and love you. Hope to see you soon with our episodes, marriage and sexual intercourse. Thank you so much and have a wonderful morning. Bye.